Christy Kavanagh, Kavanagh Christmas Trees, also chairman of Irish Christmas Tree Growers.
With the view here, we can see all of Newtown and Kennedy and down along as far as the sea at Kilcool. On a good day, we can see the hills of Wales.
This tree is Korean fir, a beautiful tree. White buds on it, beautiful, elegant cones, with like you think it had snow on it, which is the resin. This is the tree of the future, and people are moving a lot towards real trees. You wouldn't bring your girlfriend or your wife a bunch of plastic flowers. So why would you bring somebody home a plastic tree?
Hi, I'm David Menzies from Randwood. The quality of the trees is always top notch.
They're usually nice shape. A non-shed, they're local.
And it's all about that shape, isn't it? You want them straight.
Absolutely, yes, straight, not bent over.
And this has just been cut, so it's fresh. It's a fresh Christmas tree and it's
Irish. I hope so. And we've got mistletoe as well, thrown in.
And no one was standing underneath it.
Not yet. Watch out.
Mark Roach, Christmas tree farmer. You've just arrived in a teleporter here with a large tree, a small tree and a medium-sized tree.
All types of orders here now, Kavanagh Christmas trees. The ones you're looking at here now at the moment are going to a local hotelier. So the smaller ones would be kind of for the foyer, that kind of thing. The large kind of one for outside, you know yourself. Very, very busy. Yeah, early mornings and late nights, but sure. We'll definitely get the trees out to everyone. That's the main thing. So.
Hello, yeah, I'm John Murphy here, working here, getting a few trees for online here.
So you're looking after the online side of the farm, and there's 200,000 trees altogether. These trees here that have all been wrapped up, yep. Where are they going?
This one I'm getting now is going to RTE.
It's going to RTE?
Yeah, they take a lot of trees off us here, so 20 maybe. Big and small, yeah, every kind of size, yeah.
Do you think Joe Duffy has the biggest tree?
I don't know. Tubs, probably.
Christy, we have just driven around your Christmas tree farm. How many acres do you have?
110 acres.
So this is a massive farm, and we've looked at small baby trees, infant trees. Tell me, what has changed in recent years? Are people going towards plastic?
The exact opposite. This year there's a huge demand for real trees. People have moved away from the plastic. When we hear about climate change, hear about the ocean getting full of nano and microplastics, people are making a choice this year. So we call it an Irish Christmas tree growers. They have the choice between an oil-based product, which is plastic, or a soil-based product, which is a real tree.
There has been problems with theft, Christmas tree theft, but it's now under control. But I understand you did see one tree stolen.
I did, funny enough, last night, yeah. Somebody had cut it with a handsaw and cut it from several different directions, so they earned their money trying to take the tree. But no, the Garda Síochána did a fantastic job. They had Operation Hurdle going there for a number of years. And the theft went down from 100,000 trees we reckoned, estimated that were stolen, down to, I'd say, practically zero.
You're looking at an investment in many years to come. You're planting and you got to wait.
We have indeed, yeah. But once you get into the cycle, you're then in business, and then you have trees every year. So what you have to do, of course, is your profits or your money you get in, you have to reinvest it in your business all the time.
We're looking at an absolutely stunning tree. This would be called a corporate tree.
Yeah, they go into different hotels and big, large buildings. Yeah, beautiful specimens of Nordman fir.
There's a really unique, kind of almost like a white, whitey-green one. It looks like it had snow on it. Tell us about that tree.
That tree is Abies koreana, or Korean fir, more commonly known as Korean fir. It's a very elegant tree, yeah? The resin on the little cones. Cones on an abies are upright. The little resin comes out on them in the autumn time, and yeah, it looks like snow. Plus the buds are white as well, so it's very elegant. So it's a beautiful, yeah.
And I have a confession to make. I bought my tree in a hardware store that brought their trees in from Scotland, but it turns out that there is a link to you after all.
Yeah, we supply that company in Scotland with plants, Derrynig Christmas Trees in Inverness. So they put the trees back into Ireland, yeah.
So I don't feel too guilty.
No, they're pot grown as well. It's good product.
This year I was so tempted to get an artificial tree. I thought perhaps that would be more environmentally friendly. You would disagree.
The plastic product comes from oil, so it's coming from a non-renewable resource. When we cut that tree and the stump remains in the soil, the root system, the carbon is stored in the root system. The real tree takes in CO2 and gives out oxygen. So it's win-win. By a real tree, we've all a responsibility, especially when we hear so much about climate change.
You've got lots of different types of species. What do we have here?
This is Lazio carpa. It's an abies. So the needles are soft. Piceus will be spiky. Abies is soft.
Oh, I'm just feeling the tree here. Oh, it's lovely and soft.
Plus a beautiful smell. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's taking in all that CO2. Therapy for me up here. Even if you come up here at 11 o'clock at night, it's better than for me anyway, going into the city centre.
And it's a sea of trees, of Christmas trees, as far as the eye can see, being out here in this beautiful, cold, crisp Wicklow air.
Breathing in all this oxygen, uncontaminated. When you're out here, one thing, the positive thing about it is you'd sleep well in the bed at night because all the fresh air going in your lungs.